Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a chunk of me on the
head. Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming at you live from the, well, not live, actually. I'm in transit. I may not make it back for the second hour of the show, so Ty Bollinger may be filling in for me with Dr. Rashid Bitar. But what are we doing in the meantime? We've just finished the Expo West in Anaheim, California, and transitioning out, where could we go? My good friend Francisco Rodriguez, some call him Cico, he's with us, and he's transitioned us to the headquarters of the 10th Amendment Center. What a headquarters it is.
Beautiful.
And we are joined this hour by my good friend. I don't know how to pronounce what he does. He's so amazing to me. Michael Bolden. Mm. You know, we're not worthy, but we love him anyway. Michael Bolden, 10th Amendment Center. What an amazing way to start the week here. And I'll be flying as this is flowing through the airwaves, but I'm glad to be here, and I love your headquarters. Got to say.
Welcome to my home.
Welcome to my home. And you have a you know,
headquarters means the kitchen. We're at the kitchen island.
Well, this is what they call kitchen table conversations. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're talking freedom, like always. And we never not talk about freedom. But, Sika, we were at the event this weekend, and you were telling me, hey, let's go see Mike and Sarah. And I'm just so clued out because I'm in this environment with 70,000 people coming at you. And I'm thinking, no, we're going to go see Michael and Sarah Beth. And it's like we were talking about the same thing. But we're here, and we've got the birds. Are these the official mascots of the 10th Amendment Center?
No, this is their place, actually.
We just rent. We're just here temporarily. No, the birds are great. I love that.
I asked Robert if he wanted to move the birds out of the living room, but he said, no, it's good background.
Well, see, usually we have animals during the show. Usually it's Izzy, Super Don's little doggy.
Oh, nice.
That every time I say something controversial, Izzy barks, and we know we're on the right track. So, it's great to have the birds present. What are their names, by the way?
Oh, well, the greenish one, his name is Lime, and the white one is named White.
Lime White.
Lime and White. Well, I was going to name them, like, different colors to confuse them, but they were mad.
By the way, Michael Bolden brewed us up some cold, was it cold pressed coffee?
Cold brew coffee.
Cold brew coffee. Is that like sun tea
Phenomenal.
In the South? You know about sun tea?
I'm familiar with sun tea. It's similar, except it's in a refrigerator.
No, the sun can't get in the refrigerator.
Right. So cold brew, it never gets over. You know, it's not heated. You just you do a rough grind with your coffee, and
yes.
You throw it in the fridge for, some people do 18 to 24 hours. I like doing 48. Your coffee is about 12 hours.
That's all I can handle,
I don't do black coffee, and I...
This is amazing, right?
I was delighted by it. I would put some sugar in it. It would need some sugar and some dairy. And I drank the whole thing, and it was
I'm still sipping on
magical.
Mine, just to go slowly through. You know, I keep thinking of all the things that Michael is good at if he ever stops the 10th Amendment Center stuff.
Coffee,
photography, amazing.
Decent at photography. I'm a good interior designer.
He makes me laugh a lot.
His new place is well-designed, and Sarah Beth said it was all Michael.
It was all his. All Michael, all the time.
The V for Vendetta art just over Robert's.
You got to see this. And there's pictures. We post the pictures in the show notes for tonight, just for everybody to see that. My favorite picture right there behind me tonight. So, you guys, 10th Amendment Center, it's all over, right? We've won. We don't have any more work to do. True, no?
We're free.
We're free. Freedom has been restored to all of us.
That was easy. Hit the easy button.
Done.
Now, Zico, you actually used to work officially with the 10th Amendment Center, right? You were volunteering doing a lot of things years ago.
Yes. I was active in the 10th Amendment Center.
And then what did Michael say? Now you're not doing anything. What did
you
do?
Know, it's I'm an entrepreneur now, and so I dabble where I can, but I just told Michael this week on Wednesday I was on a show in Tallahassee, and we talked about state-level nullification and personal nullification, and it was great to go through that entire idea with with people in Tallahassee that are ready for it, you know. And Bernie Thompson's show, just to give a shout out, he is actively pushing for state level nullification, and now he understands personal nullification. He's excited about all of it.
Excellent. Now, the nullification movement, for those of you new to this, we've had Michael and a lot of folks from the 10th Amendment Center over the years, and all of the archives, they're never lost. It's a beautiful thing. Thanks to Mike Adams at Natural News, naturalnews.com, of course, syndicated through GCN. All of these archives floating around the world. UK Health Radio gets doses of freedom like this message, and they're digging it. I'm going to England in a couple of weeks to speak on health freedom over there, because they love the message of liberty. The Brits, you know, where we were a colony of them, and they still crave what we got, although we've lost a lot of it, admittedly. And you know, that's a big part of it. When we were just at this health conference, we talked about the restrictions on freedom of speech. And I don't know, we haven't had any nullification movements to nullify FDA yet, really concerted efforts.
Actually, yet. There is.
Is there one?
Well, not as a kind of a broad swath, but like one of the most successful ones happening right now is an effort to pass on state level a Right to Try Act. And this has already been passed in five different states around the country. Mm-hmm. Two others just last week. Three, Arkansas, Virginia, and Wyoming sent similar Right to Try Acts to the governor's desk. And it would effectively nullify in practice a very narrow set of FDA restrictions that basically block terminally ill patients from being able to try treatments or drugs that are under investigation. They basically, if you understand the process, the FDA will make people wait until they die or beyond that before they can try something new. And these states are saying, well, we don't need FDA approval for this. We're going to allow this. It's a very narrow set of restrictions that they're nullifying on these bills, five states already. But that was a very narrow thing that passed here in California in 1996 to allow a very limited set of medical purposes for use of cannabis.
Right.
And that we see how that, pun intended, has grown over many years. So if you get the foot in the door, people learn that more freedom can be more helpful. Mm-hmm. It can save lives. And it's just better overall.
Yeah.
And I think that this foot in the door against the FDA could hopefully lead to bigger and better things in the future.
Well, it is shocking to learn that, you know, our government, if we can even call it that, would have an ability or the audacity, much like the kings and queens of old that we tried to leave as if we look to our forefathers, that they would, you know, you'd have to go to the government begging to be able to try a medicine that is unapproved by them in order for you to try to survive. Even after they admit there is no other option that they have,
they'll let you die. They don't care. I mean, if I were on my deathbed and a physician or a trusted health professional said this might work, I mean, it might kill you, but you're going to be dead in a few months anyways. But it might work. Give it a shot. And the FDA says, I can't do that. Well, I mean, the bill just passed in Arkansas, Senate Bill 4 last week. Hopefully, it will be signed. I think the deadline is the 11th of this month, so just a couple of days. It specifically says in the foundational text of the legislation that a person's right to make this life or death choice. This is this is inherent in their own choice, their own liberty. And the fact that the federal government blocks this from happening is absurd. It's if we want to use the word evil, you could say.
Well, what does it mean if they can do that? What does it mean about our relationship to supposedly servant government? Really, doesn't it?
Like getting a marriage permission, like a license. I mean, we could talk about that as well too.
Oh,
but I mean,
I think Michael talked about the, you know, it's 1996 when they passed it here in California as a small group, and then you see what happens. So you have state level nullification transitions quickly to personal And, you know, you might call it group nullification, where certain groups of people just come together. And I think that's the transition. You get the foot in the door mm-hmm. to limit
I actually think it's the other way around. So here in California, I think people were using weed before 1996. They passed the Compassionate Use Act, Prop 215. So the way I see it is that government at all levels kind of just take, they follow whatever tends to be popular. They only do things if they've been pressured to it. So I think people bought, sold, consumed cannabis for many, many decades in California before any level of California government said you could do it. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, sooner or later, they pressured the California legislature to do it. They wouldn't do it. In fact, almost no state legislature does these types of things on a type of large scale, or they hadn't at that time. And so then they got it on the ballot. By a vote of the people, it came through. So it was really, it had nothing to do with even the state government at that time. And while we talk about some bills that are moving forward on a state level now, at the time, it certainly started with individual nullification, group level action, and then the state ended up with a law that backed them up. And now we have nearly two dozen states that are telling the federal government, like, you may want to ban this naturally occurring plant, but we don't care. We're going to allow people to use it if they want to.
Right. Shouldn't you be like an honorary citizen of Jamaica now? I mean, if I think about the movement that happened here, specific to weed, you used to answer the, you know, particularly the liberal press when they try to target you as a conservative for the 10th Amendment. What is this all about? And you'd say one word, one syllable, weed. And of course, it was shocking to them. But now, Jamaica recently evidently decriminalized cannabis. Jamaica, of all places, you would think the last place it would ever be criminalized. But I don't think it would happen without what's happened in the States. It's emboldened these countries that are almost colonies of the corporate United States government and drug policy to go, no, you pound sand. I saw what happened in Colorado, Washington, California. You can no longer do it. And so this movement has spawned something that even went beyond, I believe, the 50 United States. Just saying.
It's huge.
Honorary Rastafari.
I think it's a blueprint, really. So when I say that one syllable, they say, well, you know, and I'm talking to Time Magazine, they're going to try to pigeonhole me as hating humans or something.
Sure.
You know, because you believe in the 10th Amendment, so you must be an evil racist, for example. But I look at weed really as a blueprint for anything you want to advance.
That's good.
You recognize that there's something that you want to do, you want to advance, either socially or politically or whatever it may be. The last thing you should be doing is waiting on Washington, D.C. to somehow believe the same thing that you believe, because it's not going to happen. So what really needs to happen for people to be successful, whether I agree with what they want to accomplish or not, I just want them to go out and start doing it and then getting their neighbors to do it. And then maybe after time they can get their local community, local government or state government to pass a law to back them up to help block the federal government from stopping them.
All right. This is an advanced conversation with the 10th Amendment Center tonight from the headquarters in L.A. while I am flying home, hopefully in time to be with you next hour live with Ty Bollinger and Dr. Rashid Batar. Stick around. We got lots more political healing to go.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 10th Amendment Center edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show continues now. Michael Bolden, website for everybody that's new. We've got it linked up in the show notes, but say it verbally.
10thAmendmentCenter.com.
Right, and I believe at the Twitter feed at
TENTH Amendment at okay. 10th Amendment.
Beautiful, we got that covered. And Francisco Rodriguez. How can we find you, those that want to plug into all the good things that you haven't even told everybody that you do?
Well, I'm at supplementinnovator.com, so I help the industry, the dietary supplement industry, innovate on new products, but also innovate in the way that they discover how their products work inside the human body. Specifically, we're working on work in the microbiome.
Mm-hmm. Digging that microbiome, and of course, the microbiome of America, you know, was seeded with this concept of freedom, that you could experiment, you could learn, you could do things, you know, you screw up, you had the freedom to screw up, you could learn. Now, the best things I've learned in my life are from when I've screwed up the worst. And I don't want to take that from anybody, although, you know me, I hold my hand out if someone needs help, they're hurting, you know, I'm a healer at heart. And yet, those people on the other side that love this concept of government intervention, intrusion in your lives will say, well, it's for your own good. We know better than you. But the case in point last segment, Michael, you say they don't know better. They admit it, and yet they still won't let you out from under their thumb on the issue of life and death. You can't have a drug we haven't approved of, a supplement we haven't approved of to heal. You know, it's your only choice. Doesn't matter. We're not going to allow it.
Yeah, I can't even imagine too many drugs under investigation that I would personally want to try just in my own life. But maybe a different example would be I love having hemp protein powder in my smoothie in the morning, for example, well, it costs a little bit more because you're not allowed to grow hemp in the United States. Mm-hmm. You have to have it imported from either China or Canada. The United States is the number one importer in the world of hemp, industrial hemp, and China and Canada are one in two exporters. And so that makes it cost a little bit more. It's also at a time when farmers are having a difficult time. They're not allowed to grow this product that's really easy to grow. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see states like Vermont and Colorado already starting to harvest and effectively nullify these so-called federal prohibitions on growing industrial hemp. We see it happening right now. The first news article in Vermont that came out last fall that I read about Vermont starting to grow, the first farmers, they were saying, well, how could you even get the seed? And they said in the newspaper, well, we just imported it illegally from Europe. We had it shipped. We got away with it. And now we've got crops.
Nice.
And I think that's incredibly awesome. And screw Washington, D.C.
Right.
On there. And there.
Would you say that kind of behavior was the concept of nullification brought to life in terms of farming?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and the idea that you can't grow a nutritious plant that can be used for food, for cotton, for oils, for paper, for all these different things as a replacement for all these major industries is absolutely absurd, especially for two reasons. The economy is terrible. Why not allow people to earn a living? And then, again, it just gets down to free choice. And it's really important for people to start saying, we're going to live more free, mm-hmm. whether government wants us to or not. And
right.
that's the way we win.
So power is based on proximity. And I think that the 10th Amendment Center, you know, being a part of it for some years has really taught me that just because Washington has power, mm-hmm. they live 1,500, 2,500 miles away from where people live. And so even though they have perceived power, the real power is in our daily lives. We're getting to have this discussion, and Washington is doing nothing about our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So power is based on proximity. They're not involved in this discussion. They didn't stop those farmers from planting seeds. The seeds had time to take root. Then they had time to grow. Now they have time to harvest. And Washington did nothing about it. They had zero power. And the same thing happened, you know, in different states with marijuana. So I think mm-hmm. that when people understand that the power is there, as long as they're mentally clear, they keep themselves healthy, then you engage in personal nullification with other people that are like-minded, that are close to you in your community.
Mm-hmm.
It gives an opportunity to move things forward at a much faster rate.
Yeah, I remember having to modify my end stage, the end of every hour, I said the power to heal is yours. And I remember at the 10th Amendment Center, we had the Nullify Now conferences. I think at one point I said the power to nullify is yours, because, you know, I was talking about the personal aspect of this, how by every act you do, the concept of drinking raw milk, for instance, was an act of nullification in many ways. And in that, people may wake up and say, you know, I always had the power. I didn't realize it because I had convinced it wasn't mine. And so by every little act that you do, it's transformative. And I want to get into some more of those acts of nullification, if you don't mind. We're going to take a break here and continue on with this discussion. Michael Bolden, 10th Amendment Center. Seiko is also at supplementinnovator.com, linked up in the show notes as well. And, man, digging it totally. And that coffee, I might have to have some more to stay awake. Now I'm there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, talking nullification this hour. Michael Bolden and Francisco Rodriguez here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 10thAmendmentCenter.com as well. All linked up and interesting pictures that Michael Bolden took before we went on the air. He's, like I said, if the 10th Amendment Center thing doesn't work out, actually it is working out extraordinarily well. I'm, you know, every chance I get to brag about you, not that I know it turns you a little red, beet red, and you like beet
juice
now.
I'm a narcissist.
No, you're not. Oh, he's loving it. He's digging it. He's eating it up. along with the beet juice that he's drinking before he goes for a run. Nullification, interestingly enough, my mentor came from Belgium to America as a homeopath to start up a laboratory in homeopathy here. He saw, you know, the land of opportunity, also realized it wasn't here. And he, how did he start his laboratory? He smuggled in a big chunk of gold when he came to America.
Wow.
And didn't declare it. And that's what he used to start the seed money for this laboratory that became, you know, pretty prolific here in America. And it allowed me to learn what I learned to heal my own body and to help others. So a simple act of nullification from somebody who emigrated, didn't know what he was doing, just felt like it was the right thing to do. I'm here for freedom. I'm bringing this. This is going to help me start it. And that act of nullification, you know, opened me up one day to do this in that realm, in the health and healing area. So, again, another example of how individual steps can empower and transform the world, because you didn't basically say, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you say, sir, I'll do it, sir. You're an adult and say, no, this is the right thing. I need to do this.
Yeah, nullification really is it's a tool, and tools can be used for good things. They can be used for bad things. People in the past tried to use it to keep black people and white people from being able to go to the same schools. Now, of course, I can't imagine anyone in their right mind saying, okay, we want to separate people because of their race.
Well, except water fountains vaccinated and unvaccinated.
Right, right. Well, that's a different story,
now,
right?
We're going back in time here. So.
But it's a tool. It's a very powerful tool. Mm-hmm. And I think each one of us has at least one thing we'd like to see government not do anymore, whether it's a war or it's a prohibition on a plant or it's preventing terminally ill people from being able to try something to maybe save their lives. And this is a very powerful tool. We recognize that when large number of people say no to government, and then if they can convince one level of government to do the same to another level of government, they can be extremely successful. We've seen this happen multiple times in history. We're seeing it happen on larger scales today on marijuana, on hemp farming, on this new Right to Try Act we talked about earlier in the show, allowing terminally ill patients to use investigational treatments. And then also in the past, one of the most powerful stories on this is the resistance to federal slavery laws. You start with the Underground Railroad and the famous story of Harriet Tubman helping people escape to freedom in the North. Well, what the federal government then did was they passed this law called the Fugitive Slave Act that basically required everyone in the North to act as slave catchers and then send people back into bondage in the South. And if anyone saw the story 12 Years a Slave, the film, very powerful film, it basically is a representation of how that all played out. Someone who may have even been born free in the North, even though we're all technically born free, but that's a different, more philosophical discussion. This person was born free, and because he was black, he could easily be confused with being some other person's property, and so he was captured and sent down into bondage for 12 years. And there were a number of states that helped out the Underground Railroad by passing these laws called personal liberty laws that banned the state from participation or using any material resources to help the federal government carry this out, and it was extremely effective. In fact, in the New England states, there was a think only one person that the federal government was ever able to get out after the New England states passed these laws. So it can be very powerful. It can be used for very good reasons. And we just have to focus and start recognizing that the political choices or political strategies that people have been using for so many years, that is voting for this loser or that loser, really sucks. It just doesn't work. If you want to oppose war, for example, anybody you vote for is going to do exactly opposite of what you want, and that's not a very good strategy.
Yeah, I was thinking about the war issue, which, you know, could be the moral issue of our time. If you believe, again, indiscriminate killing in a violation of a constitution when there's no declaration of war, when there's no actually Congress, the people's house said, yeah, this is a mortal threat, we got to do something about it, go in, do it, get out, get it done. So how do we nullify something like that? For me, I've talked about withdrawing consent, but what does that mean? I mean, where do they get the economic wherewithal to do these things? And then we got to get into some other issues that get very controversial to discuss, but I think I believe we're on the right side of history, if you will, when we step up and say, no, I will not participate in this.
I think you make a good point on the economic side, and those, what people don't realize is that economic decisions are daily. you know, when you go back to the 1700s, late 1700s, we were founded on nullification. We were founded on the idea that we will not comply with the king's laws. And we did that starting on the economic side. You know, Michael brought up a great point, actually, that people make these daily decisions that are in their best interest first, and then the government, whatever government they were able to convince, changes after they make those daily decisions. But it starts with that individual. And so in 1793, there was a document called the Continental Association. And what was chosen voluntarily were a number of things: molasses from Jamaica, tea from India, merchants from England. They had a non-importation, non-consumption. So they looked at daily decisions and said, how do we stop funding? How do we stop making our daily economic decisions to fund the crown, the King of England? And so in about 18 months, the amount of about 3 million pounds sterling used to go to England in the form of purchasing of products that would fund the British government.
Right.
And it transitioned to about 290,000 pounds sterling. And this is documented in the book, The Marketplace of Revolution, by T.H. Breen. And so when you think about that, you know, a very short 18-month window, if your number one sales channel as a company went down by 90% over the next six quarters, you'd have to tell your shareholders, hey, we have a problem, right? And so the economic decision was made by the people, the consumers, first. And then what reflected that? The Declaration of Independence reflected what was already done on a daily basis. So government's reflective. So we get to make these daily decisions for our life and our health and our bodies and our families and our relationships and our neighbors and our communities first. And then government reflects when we get enough of that momentum to transition to something that is valuable for us to maintain long term. And so I think there are some fantastic examples in modern history, and it's based on, you know, where our country was founded. And our country was founded really on these community connections and relationships of saying, we're going to make our buying decisions with our neighbors. We're going to spend our dollar with the people that are supporting our liberty, not the ones that are violating our liberty.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Colorado hemp market, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people who are buying nutritional products or clothing should do everything that they can to make sure these businesses are extremely successful. Even before now, Colorado actually has a law that effectively nullifies the federal ban, but the farmers in southeastern Colorado started planting crops and harvesting hemp crops even before the state government authorized it. So they were like taking it to another level. And we want these people to succeed, because then other people will say, this is a great opportunity for me. So then soon the licenses that have just been issued in Oregon, people will start farming in Oregon or in Tennessee and in South Carolina. These are all states that have now authorized the growing production, commercial sale of industrial hemp on the state level. And we just want to encourage people to take a risk, to say, you know, it's worthwhile because I might gain quite a bit out of it. And the more successful they are, the more freedom we'll have.
You know, the risk of staying the same is a decision that a lot of people are facing. I'm hearing a lot of people talk about leaving big companies. It's happening. It's like a systemic problem in our nutrition industry, because big companies, you know, take away the risk of being an entrepreneur. And I think big government attempts to take away risk, but in the reality, they're taking away the biggest opportunity that you have to be able to experience liberty, to be able to provide for your family, your community, your neighbors, and really add value to your life for the long term.
The risk of staying the same when it becomes less than or more than the risk of taking that leap, if you will. That's what I've seen that in healing people with diseases and ailments, that, you know, they could have been warned to eat a little differently, but they felt that, man, the risk of the reward, it's too, you know, I'm just going to carry on, until they got so ill and they realized that the remedy approved by the government was perhaps more dangerous than the situation they had found themselves in because of the decisions they made. And at that point, they made a decision. Now,
are you talking about Tylenol?
I'm talking about me in a little bit. Because at 24 years of age, that was my seminal moment when I looked into the future, I looked in the past, and I said, I'm at a crossroads here. In fact, it was a few years earlier, but I was desperate to find something. And I had suffered misery enough in my body that I said, I'm willing to try something so totally radical and different. I don't even have a concept of it, but what is it send it to me, right? That was my level or threshold for pain. And this is the interesting thing about America, or maybe anybody, humanity. We all have different thresholds of intolerance and tolerance. And, you know, sometimes I look around and I say, wow, this is not something I would tolerate, you know, the lack of freedom, but many Americans do. So they have a different threshold. So we kind of have to, we're on this so-called boat, whatever we want to call it, and some of the folks are just not getting it, and it doesn't bother them enough yet.
The fear of discomfort and the fear of the unknown are two major fears that I think face every human being. You know, when you've never taken an action that could cause something to happen, and you don't know what it is it going to make you less comfortable than you were yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting inside of a very comfortable air-conditioned room is a lot more difficult than going out for a run in downtown L.A. But we know some people that do that,
mm-hmm.
and they don't always enjoy it, but they enjoy what happens afterwards. They enjoy the excitement.
But you're talking about a level of adult maturity that amazing is in this man. It's absolutely stunning.
It's unbelievable.
and listen, the living example that he has become because of it.
Absolutely.
That's Michael Bolden, you know, if anybody wasn't sure about it. 10th Amendment Center, we've got about a minute before we got to take another break, or a little less. I want to talk about, if we can, the turning off of the water of the NSA, how that's another aspect of this nullification concept, 10th Amendment as well. And then, of course, share with us, Michael, what people can do to become involved, because this has grown well beyond, you know, the little dream you had and then the few people that started with you, and now it's really taken on a life.
And I'm covering this all in 60 seconds.
No, you're covering it in 5 minutes when we come back.
Okay,
from
great. I'm looking forward to it.
I was giving you a little challenge here. The one word for Time Magazine, weed, of course. Well, let's see where they're going to go as well. We'll be right back wrapping up the conversation here, and I'll see if I get home in time for the second hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your
major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Check out all the links that are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They link to the 10th Amendment Center, 10thamendmentcenter.com, as well as for Francisco at supplementinnovator.com. Guys, man, what a pleasure. I could do this all night. Now that I've had the coffee in me, by the way, thank you for that cold press. But I got to go. I got to fly home, and we'll see if I get home in time. But, Michael, you got a little bit of time to tell us about the Turn the Water Off campaign. That's the best way I could say it. I know it's not the official name, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Well, I talked briefly about northern states in the 1850s passing what were called personal liberty laws, and they were done to make it extremely difficult for the federal government to capture runaway slaves and send them back into bondage in the South. And the main parts of those laws, which we actually copied for our model legislation, some of it verbatim to turn off resources to federal spying programs like the NSA, FBI, DHS, others, were to basically not allow the use of state resources. So when the federal government would try to come in and capture a black person and say that he was someone else's property, maybe the state of Michigan or the state of Massachusetts or Vermont would say, well, you're not allowed to use our state jail. You're going to have to find your own place to do this. And it became very difficult for them to pull that off. And they did more than just that.
Sure.
But the idea actually plays out the same with the NSA, for example. So they're spying on so many people and every piece of communication in the United States and basically on Earth, collecting all of that. In order to do that, they have to run these massive data centers with these rows and rows of computers. And just one of the facilities that they're operating in Bluffdale, Utah, along with in San Antonio, Texas, and in Tennessee, and Colorado, Hawaii, Georgia, elsewhere, that they're expanding like crazy. But in just one, for example, in Utah, in order to be able to keep those supercomputers cool and operational, if they overheat, for example, they'll shut down, they're going to need as much as 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to keep those computers on. And the water is being supplied by the state of Utah, and Utah owns the water. So technically, Utah could flip the switch, turn it off. The NSA can't cool their computers. They fry, they shut down, and no one can spy on anybody anymore because they can't find a place to store the data. And the reason we know this is because back in 2006, the NSA actually maxed out the power grid in Baltimore at their where their headquarters are, and they were saying in the Baltimore Sun in 2006, you could find it today. They were concerned about a virtual shutdown of the agency because they didn't have the resources locally, and that's part of what drove them to expand in Texas, Utah, and elsewhere. Yeah. So in Texas, the reason they're there is because of the independent Texas power grid. Well, if Texas said, we're not going to supply you the electricity, then they're not going to be able to run the facility, and they'll have to go crawling back to Maryland where everybody loves them and try to do their thing there. They won't be able to do it, though. And this could actually apply to far more than just the NSA. It could apply to virtually anything. I mean, I would love to see resources shut off to all kinds of agencies, IRS, for example. But yeah. it can be very effective. We know it was extremely effective in protecting runaways in the north. It helped them. It helped grow that resistance against the federal government. And we have to recognize that they don't just magically do this. They're this big, bad, evil bear that's hounding down on us. But, you know, they're limited by some of the many things that we're limited by. We have to turn on the power. We have to turn on the water. And if they don't have those resources, they're in a big...
But that's why Time Magazine is calling, by the way. That's why they want to talk to you.
Well, we'll see.
It's a CIA rag. It's always been.
Well, there's a lot of resistance to this. We know that we're on something. When I can tell you, behind the scenes, the National Guard is aggressively pushing back on this particular issue, and we're seeing this by law enforcement, the FBI, DHS, and business organizations are pushed. They don't want to see these bills passed, so we know we're over the target for sure.
So last thing, how can we help them get passed? How can my listeners help you?
Well, first of all, is knowing that this type of thing is happening. The best way to keep up to date on how this type of thing is happening on various issues across the country is to visit our Tracking and Action Center at tracking.10thamendmentcenter.com. I think it's the number one thing people should do is become aware of what's happening in their state, and they can click on a certain issue, a certain state, and say, what do I do? And we'll provide the instructions right there on the website.
All right. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 10th Amendment Center headquarters, I have been hosted wonderfully. And thank you, Michael Bolden.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you, Francisco Rodriguez.
I love you,
Pleasure
too,
to be here.
Oh, man.
I love you guys.
Mike. Are awesome. All right. The Power to Nullify is yours. Back after this with Ty Bollinger and Dr. Rasha Bitar. Maybe I'll be there, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.